morning, everybody. I'd like to thank Leo Hansen again. Every Sunday, Leo does a beautiful rendition of some shakuhachi piece or other, and much of it is, I think, is spontaneous, and it's very beautiful.
Thank you.
So this morning I'm giving a short talk, and then we're having our annual meeting. So those of you who are new can just learn about Zen Center. So my short talk is on the on enlightening delusion. That's what I've been talking about lately, enlightening delusion. So mostly in traditional Buddhism, we're crossing over from delusion to enlightenment. We're crossing over the bridge from delusion to enlightenment. But in Dogen's Buddhism, as I've been talking about, there's also, we're enlightening delusion. Actually, for Dogen, that's more important. So instead of going from here to here, we're going from here to here. From here to here. So we're becoming... Hi, come on in. There's plenty of room. We're going from here to here. And there are always plenty of delusions to enlighten. Lucky us. So we do that by doing practice. We do Zen practice. And so instead of crossing over the bridge practice, as in paramitas, which means crossing over the bridge from, oh, this deluded state to, wow, that blissful state, we're just focusing our attention on right here, this delusion, with our kind, focused attention. And the paramitas are six ways in which we're supposedly cross over the bridge, six practices. And we could do hours and hours on them. But I'm going to do 2 minutes on each. Only they're not crossover practices. They're practices where we're just enlightening the delusion. So with generosity, the first one, all we're doing is opening our hearts. That's all we're doing. We're opening our hearts to whatever comes up. Not worrying about whether you're more worthy than you or I'm more worthy than him. Just opening our hearts. Just doing that. And the fundamental delusions we have to illuminate that prevent us from just opening our hearts are what? Not enough. I made these up, you guys. Not enough time. I don't have enough time to be generous. Look at all these things I gotta do. I don't have enough energy. I got chronic fatigue syndrome. I don't have enough energy to be generous. I just gotta get from here to the kitchen. How can I be generous as something extra? The third delusion is I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money to be generous. I got to take care of my family first. I got to worry about retirement. So those are three delusions that we enlighten. We shine our calm zazen mind, our calm meditative mind, right on those without denying or suppressing. Second one is ethics, the paramita of ethics, the practice of ethics. Virtuous behavior, morality, self-discipline, integrity, honor, harmlessness, all that good stuff, right? All that good stuff. And generosity always has to be supported by ethics. It's very, very important. And what are we illuminating? What are we shining our light on? We're shining our light on the delusion that we can possibly get anything for ourselves or our families at someone else's expense. That's a delusion. If we do that, we create lots of problems, and we're always creating lots of problems. So that we just notice that tendency, we shine our light on that tendency, and we realize in a world of total interdependence, it's not possible anyway. It always comes back. It always comes back. Whatever goes around comes around. Patience, the third one. Patience. The paramita of patience. But the paramita of patience is not repressing. Oh, I'm just going to be patient until this next zazen is over. How could this zazen have gone so long this morning? I was sure it was only supposed to be this long. What happened? Patience. But that's not real patience. That's the patience when we repress, we suppress. The patience of this paramita is just opening our hearts and focusing our minds. Deeply focusing our minds. If you deeply focus your minds on this, you're patient. And you don't even... It's your practice of opening your hearts and deeply focusing your mind. And we need to shine our lights on the delusion that there's anything to get or any place to go. That's the delusion. That's complete delusion. Although there are lots of things to get and lots of places to go, it's still a delusion. Shine your light on it. Shine your light on it. And you'll see, and when you see, it drops away. It drops away completely, and then another one comes. Moment after moment. Lifetime after lifetime. In this way of doing things. In this type of Buddhism. And the fourth one is virya, enthusiastic effort, perseverance in practicing generosity, ethics, and patience in the face of difficulties. We just do it. We just make our effort. And it helps the other paramitas become powerful. And I've often said to many times that learning Zen meditation is like a foreign language, that you have to do it every day and then you have to immerse yourself. And then you have to do it every day and then you have to immerse yourself. That's how you get good at a foreign language. Anybody knows that. I talked about her a lot, but not for a few years. So my daughter started French when she was like 8 years old, and she was lousy at it. She went to French camp. She really wanted to go. The counselor said she just didn't have an ear for it. You know how some people have an ear for languages? And my daughter didn't have an ear for it. But she kept her patient effort going. I don't know why. I don't know why. The delusion in regard to enthusiastic effort is the delusion that I can't do this. I'm going to fail. I failed already. She failed in French camp. She failed in high school. She didn't even take it in college because she was so failed at it, but she kept studying it on the side. She went to French club on the side. Where did that come from? Her enthusiastic effort to persevere and go into the delusion of failure, go into the delusion of incapability and shine your light on it, because it's just a delusion. But it's real. It impedes you, it cripples you, all of us. It's real, so we need to shine our kind light on it, our attentive light on it. So then my daughter got a chance to go to Africa to be in the Peace Corps because she knew French. But she didn't really know French. She didn't feel like she knew French. You know, she said, "Dad, I can't do this." And I said, "Oh, Aaron, you can't too." You know, being a loving dad, right? You can't too. And then they sent her to a country where they don't speak French. And then she found a person in the Peace Corps who'd grown up in France, and that person became her best friend. So they were out in the middle of nowhere in Botswana, and Sharon was trying to work on her French. Setswana and French at the same time. Then Aaron went to, before that she went to Belgium in college and immersed herself in French. But we came to visit her, and she said, I can't do this. But she kept doing it. She kept shining her light in the delusion, and now, as you guys know, she lives in France. And people don't think she's American. They know she's not French. She's not that good, but they don't think she's American. So that's the delusion attached to that one. And then meditation, the fifth paramita. That's what we are. We're the meditation school of Buddhism. That's the fifth one, the meditation school. Well, there's no particular delusion in meditation. It's a multiplicity of delusions that come up when you're facing the wall. You name it, it comes up, right? You don't name it, it comes up. You'd rather not name it. It's coming up anyway. You've named it already 36 times, and there it is, the 37th time. So a multiplicity of delusions. And the All we need to do is stabilize our mind and emotions and come back and come back and come back to each of these delusions. And then we move into the sixth paramita, which is wisdom. And we move into it as this illuminating delusion becomes our second nature. It's not, it just becomes our second nature. Not that we don't get discouraged, but then we go right into the discouragement. Not analytically, not with a story, but just right in with our quiet, kind attention. And then we begin to see that each delusion is just a movie, just a movie. And then we begin to see that not only is it a movie, it's our nature. Those delusions are our Buddha nature. They're not out there. They're just part of who we are, what it means to be human. And so they're not bad, good, or indifferent. They're just part of the same nature of the unfolding of all of life. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, I think. And we this is what we do together. This is what we do together. And we do separately. So that's my talk for this morning. And I see I did it in 15 minutes. Wow. That's pretty good for me.